George Kenny was as different from her own husband as chalk from cheese. George was wonderfully charming, with a certain style that had swept her into his arms without hesitation. These past few months of love and laughter had been unforgettable, yet lately, her deeper instincts had told Rita that her lover's heart still belonged to his wife, Kathy. Rita Marsden suspected that beneath that smiling daredevil facade, George Kenny was a sad, disillusioned man, made uneasy by the awful experiences of war. He was a creature of many moods and shifting loyalties, which she sensed would only bring her heartache. There was no future for them together, no peace of mind, and today had shown her a side to George Kenny that she had never seen before. It was not a pleasing revelation. His temper was vile. Thankful that the little cafe was virtually empty, Rita Marsden returned the chair to its rightful place, paid the bill, and left in the opposite direction from George Kenny. And as she emerged from the cramped back alley, with its menagerie of colourful pavement stalls, marauding dogs and noisy children, her slim tight figure, dressed in dark, calf-length skirt with matching waist-fitting jacket, drew more than a few admiring glances. But deep in thought as she was, Rita Marsden didn't notice. She was only thankful that she and her husband Richard would be leaving the area that very evening.